Okay, so we're really, you can sit in there if you want, a really fascinating part today, Vayera. A little bit of an introduction. Chassidus wants to try to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in all of reality, and that's just Hashem's Hashgacha. That's probably the best way to describe the difference between Chassidus and non-Chassidus, or Kabbalah and non-Kabbalah. Non-Kabbalah says Hashem is up in Shemayim. Hashem created our world, all of reality. Hashem continues to be Mashgiach. Hashem Shechina, there's some presence that's above nature, beyond nature. So there's a tree, and there's a water, and there's building, and there's material, and Hashem's Shechina is in this world. And how do I encounter Hashem's Shechina? Through Torah and Mitzvot. But in Kabbalah, everything comes from Hashem. So Hashem's presence sustains everything and can be found in everything. So in the world of Teva, I don't just encounter Hashem because of his Hashgacha, or because I can feel Hashem's presence while I'm in a forest, but when I'm in a forest, Hashem's essence is in the trees. Hashem's, not essence, but Hashem's chiyus. Hashem's providing a life for trees and for water. This is a completely different system. Okay, so that's a good introduction. Okay, now, Va'era suggests that Moshe Rabbeinu surpasses the Avos in his relationship with Hashem. The Avos were zocha to Shakai. Moshe was zocha to Shem Hashem. Vayira l'Avram l'Yitzchak v'el Yaakov b'kel Shakai. U'shmi Hashem lo nadati lehem. But I'm going to teach you about me in a way that the Avos didn't see. Yudkei vavkei. Okay, the Medrash contradicts that. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, oh, I missed the Avos. The Avos, they were so special. They trusted me blindly. You're asking me questions about Am Yisrael and why they suffer, something I spoke about a little bit yesterday. So there's a contrast between the Medrash and the Pasuk. Pasuk sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu surpassed the Avos. The Medrash sounds like the Avos surpassed Moshe Rabbeinu. So who had a better sense of Hashem's presence, Moshe or the Avos? The answer to that question is neither. There were two different systems. And the different systems were symbolized by different words used about Moshe and different words used about the Avos. But in particular, the word that the Avos saw Hashem by and the name that Moshe saw Hashem by. What was the word that the Avos saw Hashem by? Shakai. Vayira l'Avram el Yitzchak b'kel Shakai, u'shmi Hashem lo nadati lehem. So what's the difference between seeing Hashem through the word Shakai or seeing Hashem through the word Havaya, or Yudkei Vavkei? By the way, if you want to take a little time this weekend, that's a really important theological question. What's the difference between Hashem of Shakai? What's the difference between Hashem of Yudkei Vavkei? Look at the Ibn Ezra, look at the Ramban, but really be careful when you read it. But in Chassidus, the difference is as follows. Shakai is based, as Chazal tell us, Shaddai ve'elokusa l'kol davar, that there's enough, it's sufficient for life to receive Hashem's essence in order to be sustained. Namely, Shakai means, and here's the punchline, Hashem's presence within all of reality, within nature, within reality, and you'll see in a minute within Golos, in a way that's not obviously apparent. Hashem's presence is in everything, but it's not obvious to us, because when we look at the world, we don't see Hashem's presence. We just see world, trees, water, people. We don't necessarily see Hashem's presence in everything, but it's there, because in Kabbalah, Hashem's presence trickles down from upper worlds into all of reality. The Avos were able to understand this. That was the work of the Avos, to find Hashem and to publicize that sense to the world that Hashem's presence, again, Kabbalah is not just Hashem created the world, but Hashem's presence continues to sustain the world, not just from above, that Hashem keeps the gears moving and is mashgiach in this world, or that Hashem intervenes. Hashem's chiyus, Hashem's life blood, like your blood. Your blood isn't just like, I'm supervising you. If you do something wrong, then I'll kick you out of yeshiva, don't worry. And I'm not your blood. Your blood is giving you your life. That's the source of your life. Your blood, your breath, your oxygen. That's Hashem's giving life to all realities. Not just being mashgiach, it's not just stabilizing it, but it's chiyus. That's what the Avos were able to detect. And that's why the word in Bereishis keeps coming up. Eretz Megureyem Asher Garuva. Ger V'toshav Anochi. Im Lavan Garti. They lived in this world. They didn't try to say, I don't care about this world. Let me transcend this world and go to upper worlds. They wanted to live in this world of Teva. They wanted to live in this world in which Hashem's presence isn't obvious that it's sustaining everything, that it's the, so to speak, chiyus and blood of everything. And they wanted to teach people that reality. That's why the Avos are described as Garuba. That's why the Avos saw Hashem through Kel Shakai. Moshe was transcendent. Moshe wasn't interested, but his strength was to leap beyond this world and to connect to higher worlds. How do you know that Moshe was transcendent? Number one, he takes his shoes off. Taking your shoes off means you're not living in this world. You're not walking in this world. When you take your shoes off, you're trying to transcend this world. At least that's the image. We may think maybe taking the shoes off grounds you more to this wall because there's contact. But when Moshe takes his shoes off in Parsha Shemos, that's a symbol that Moshe wants to feel Hashem not through Shakai, but through Yudke Vavke. Yudke Vavke is what? Haya Hova V'yia. Do you know anything that's past, present, and future? That's beyond time. You're not past, present, and future. You're present. A little bit future, a little bit past, but they're not connected. When Hashem is Haya Hova V'yia, that's Hashem living in a time experience that's not part of this world, that's above this world. So Moshe Rabbeinu was seeing Hashem through the lenses of Hayahova V'yia, through the upper worlds. His point is not trying to prove Hashem's presence hidden in this world. Two different systems, the system of the Avos, the system of Moshe. Two different names, Shakai versus Havaya. Two different metaphors, Ger, to live in this land, or to take your shoes off and to transcend the land. It's not better or worse, it's two different systems, okay? That's part one. Part two is, well, why is this coming to the fore now? So here, he develops two different theories, earlier in his life and then later in his life. Earlier in his life, he's saying that just Moshe was the wrong person for this job. That's why Moshe was so hesitant about the shlichus, because this is galus, and galus is darkness. And Hashem's presence is in the darkness of galus. It's hidden. It has to be discovered. It has to be tweaked out in the same way Hashem's presence is hidden in nature. That's a job for the Avos. That's not a job for Moshe. Moshe was concerned about his suitability for the shlichus because he said, maybe Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov would be better choices because their skill is to be able to discern you when you're hidden and to publicize that presence to an unbelieving world. My ability is to leap above this world, take my shoes off, and to live and to experience you in other worlds. Maybe I'm not the person that's right for the job. And that was the tension here, and it was an unresolved tension in his earlier version. You'll see the later version tries to solve this tension. Now, part of the difficulty of Moshe is not just that he wasn't the person for the job, but that the toll of Gullus had made the Jewish people less able to see the inner chiyus, the inner lifeblood, the inner support that every part of this reality has. Now, Jason, what part of Hashem's chiyus do you have within you? So we talked about this earlier in the year. Hashem blew v'yipach v'yapav nishmas chayim. When Hashem created you, He exhaled into you, and we talked about this in the Sefer HaTanya. So your ruach, when you breathe, not your blood, because your blood is... your blood is blood cells and platelets and plasma. But when you breathe, that breath should remind you, every breath you take, that Hashem's presence is within you. That's why no matter how far you get from Hashem, you can't run away from Hashem, nor are you distant from Hashem, because He's in every breath you take. What does it say about the Jewish people in the beginning of Va'era? Why couldn't they listen to Moshe? Lo Shemu El Moshe, who knows the end of the Pasuk? Mikotzer Ruach. And we think Mikotzer Ruach means they were so, I'll talk about this tonight, they're working so hard. The Kotzer Ruach for the Svasemis means they lost the ability to sense Hashem's Ruach within them. They lost the ability to sense Hashem within them. And Moshe was saying, look, I'm not the person for the job. They're having a difficult time. I know this is your plan. I'm not the person for the job. In the end of his life, in the later sections, not the end, but later stage, he says that now was not just the tension between what Moshe's job in this world was and what the Avos' skill was, but now Hashem is saying, now there's a transition. The Avos did one thing. The Avos were able to discover me and present me to the world within nature. Now it's time for me to deliver Torah and mitzvahs to the Jewish people, and that's above nature. Torah and mitzvahs don't need this world. We'll be learning Torah long after we leave this world. So I'm going to deliver Torah to you. I didn't deliver it to the Avos. The Avos was stage A. Now you're stage B. Stage A was to be able to discern Hashem in this world. And until you discern Hashem in this world can't accept Hashem's otherworldly Torah. But now that the Avos were able to prove to the world that Hashem's presence is sustaining all reality and latent within nature, now I can deliver an otherworldly reality to this world called Torah. And therefore, you're the one now. Don't think that you have to retrace the activity of the Avos. That activity was their job in Sefer Bereishis. Now it's Sefer Shmos. Now I'm going to take you out to deliver Torah at Har Sinai to you. I'm going to deliver an otherworldly system of Torah mitzvahs to you. You're the one for that task. You're the one that takes his feet off. So it's not just the tension in the beginning of Era, but there's a passing of the baton from one stage to another, from Shakai to Yudke Vavke. The Avos did theirs, now you do yours. It's a very, very complex system. Let's review it. Moshe is transcendent, which means he wants to leap above this world and live the spirituality of upper worlds, not try to find Hashem in this world where his presence is hidden. One day we won't have trees, we won't have water, we won't have bodies, we won't have evil, we won't have darkness, we won't have galus. It will all be Hashem's light, and we'll see Hashem clearly, and Moshe led that life. Moshe was the Ish Elokim, went to Shemayim. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. The Avos lived in this world, Garuba. They lived in this world. They tried to prove to an unbelieving world, 2,000 years of history, people just couldn't imagine Hashem. They thought God was up in Shemayim, far from humanity. So he's teaching them not just that a God created the world, but Kabbalistically, that God's presence sustains the world. They understood Hashem Shushakai, Sheyesh Dai Be'elokuso. Hashem is sufficient to support your life. At earlier stages, as Hashem says, that's exactly why Moshe didn't think he was the right person for the job in this galus. He was not able to perform the trick, so to speak, of the Avos from Sefer Bereishis in galus to prove to people that had lost the ability to see Hashem within them and within their breath and within our world. In the later part, saying, no, Moshe is specifically the person because the Avos succeeded in their task. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is going to introduce into this world otherworldly reality, not just trickle-down presence of Hashem in our world. Very interesting thoughts. I know that some of these are ideas you haven't always thought about, but as you start to think about them, you should be stretching your imagination and imagining how to find Hashem in this world. Again, just to summarize, in non-Kabbalah, how do you find Hashem in this world? Oh, Hashem created that tree. That's a beautiful tree. Hashem created math. Hashem is brilliant. Or Hashem supervises. I can feel Hashem's hashkacha in this world, in history and world. Or Hashem Shechina is here. How do we connect with the Shechina? Tara, Tefillah, going to Yishalayim, Beis HaMikdash. In Kabbalah, it's not just hashkacha, creation, and Hashem Shechina. In Kabbalah, it's noticing that every single life is being constantly sustained, not just supervised, but sustained by a stream of Hashem's chios, of Hashem's life force provided to this world. It's a totally different system. Okay? Have a good day, everyone. Have a good day. Avram.